This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Now, here's something. The video game market research company Superdata says about 2.5 billion people, that is 1 in 3 human beings alive right now, play video games either on their computers or their phones. Correspondingly, the idea of esports, that is competitive video game playing, has exploded over the past couple of decades. It is now a billion-dollar business where fans can go and watch professional gamers compete against each other in big auditoriums. It's like going to a baseball game, kind of. Marketplace's Andy Euler went to get a sense of what's going on.
At the Blizzard Arena in Burbank, California, lots of young people sit staring at a massive video screen overhead. They're watching two teams of 6 professional players battle each other in a video game called Overwatch. The players direct online heroes who must save their world from chaos. It's loud, and camera angles are fast and unsettling, but the audience follows it seamlessly. Most don't know or even care that they're sitting in the very soundstage where Johnny Carson and Jay Leno filmed The Tonight Show for more than 40 years. They're totally consumed with what's happening on stage.
We actually drove like 19 hours to get here. Straight, like 1 or 2 stops for gas. That's about it.
Devin Reynolds and a few friends drove down from Seattle and just got into town. Reynolds plays Overwatch a lot. He's 20 and studying psychology in college, but says he really wants to be a professional esports player.
That's eventually the goal. Like, I'm working on like coaching / playing for a team, working our way up. So this is a great experience. Get to see how the players interact and how much they're talking, which players talk the most, things like that is very interesting to like see for me.
Interesting to Reynolds and his friends, but they play the game. They're super fans. But what's the wider business model for the Overwatch League? Scott Johnson, who produces a podcast about esports, says it's a lot different from that of traditional sports.
Everything's kind of flipped in a weird way, and the end game, therefore, is a little murky.
NFL franchises, for example, make big bucks, more than half of their revenue from TV deals, not so much from building and maintaining stadiums. Activision Blizzard, the company that owns Overwatch, calls itself an entertainment company, but at its core, it's a video game producer. Scott Johnson says the folks at Blizzard just need to keep selling games.
And they need to have players keep getting excited about this game. In Blizzard's mind, that's all you need to be a big cash generator for pretty infinite amount of time.
10 million people around the world watched the first week of the Overwatch League online. So Overwatch already has a captive audience, and Blizzard's already monetized ads for those live streams. For a video game competition, the in-person experience seems secondary.
Blizzard is deciding to take this way further, and as a result, they're putting way more on the line, including buying their own arena, and they're trying to make this as big and as mainstream as possible.
These days, all the Overwatch games are played in Burbank, but the plan is that the games will be played in the 12 franchise cities, like in traditional sports. Nate Nanzer is the commissioner of the Overwatch League.
If you're a local auto dealer, you have no reason to sponsor a global esport league. But if there's a team in Dallas, a team in Houston, a team in Boston, like, you actually might have a reason to get involved.
Lots of us dreamed of playing professional sports, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys or center fielder for the Yankees. Some kids still have those dreams, but many others, like 16-year-old Tyler McCormick, thinks esports are the future.
Me and my friend Adrian is down there. We ran from school today. Right as we got out of school, we sprinted here. It's unimaginably fun.
You could argue that esports are already mainstream in places like China and South Korea. Here in the U.S., big names like Robert Kraft, who owns the New England Patriots, and Stan Kroenke, who owns the L.A. Rams, have invested in teams. Take me out to the video game, anyone? I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.